This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Some people come and tell me, Quran says, like Rafiddin, there's no compulsion religion, so why you have to do dawah? Again, they're quoting out of context. What they're quoting is the verse of the Quran of Surah Baqarah, chapter number 2, verse number 256, which does say, La ikra fi deen, there's no compulsion religion, but they put a full stop and there's no full stop. The verse continues, there is no compulsion religion, truth stands out clear from error. And whoever has rejected the evil one has held the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the strongest and the best. That means there is no compulsion religion, but truth stands not clear from error. You have to reject the evil and come to the truth of Allah. You cannot force anyone at the point of the sword or point of the gun and ask him to accept Islam. That's not allowed in Islam. But you have to convey the message. Convey the message. If they don't accept, then you can say, La ikra fi din. That doesn't mean they don't convey and say, La ikra fi din. There are some Muslims who come and tell me, Brother Zakir, we first want to make the Muslims more practicing Muslims. We want to make Musalman pakka Musalman. We want to make Muslim more practicing Muslim. After that, we will talk to the non-Muslim. That time will never come. You cannot say, I want to make all the Muslims 100% practicing Muslim and then I'll do dawah. That's not what a prophet taught. When you meet a Muslim, if he has mistakes, you correct him. That's called Islam. When you meet a non-Muslim, you do dawah. In the Hajjatul Wida, in the farewell pilgrimage, Hajjatul Wida, in the talk, the khutbah, the Prophet asked the people, did I deliver the message to you, to the sahabas? There were 124,000 sahabas. And all of them said, yes, beshak, you have delivered the message. Then he said, all those who are present here, deliver the message to those who are not present here. And more than 80% of the sahabas are buried outside Arabia. Doing what? Making Musalman pakka Musalman. They went to do dawah outside Arabia to deliver the message to the non-Muslims. It's the duty of every Muslim that he conveys the message to the non-Muslim. When he meets a Muslim and he finds some mistake, okay, do Islah. Correct him. But when you meet a non-Muslim, you do dawah. Which is more important? Suppose there are two patients who come to a doctor. One patient has a common cold, the other has a heart attack. Who should he treat first? The patient with the common cold or a patient with a heart attack? Heart attack, correct. Similarly, when there are two people, one is a Muslim and one is a non-Muslim, the Muslim will go to Jannah, even if he's not fully practicing. But the non-Muslim will go to Jahannam. First, you have to cater to the non-Muslim. Therefore, in the question and answer session, we first give opportunity for the non-Muslim to ask questions. First, treat the patient with heart attack. The person with common cold will not die. But if you don't treat the patient with heart attack, he'll die. So first, if you have to do both, dawah and islah, speak to the Muslim and non-Muslim both. But if your time is limited, first you speak to the non-Muslim. When we go to non-Muslim and when we talk to them, they see you Muslims are following Islam. Therefore, we cannot talk to non-Muslim. I said, this is nonsense. I don't agree with them. Do you know today, the Christian missionaries, there are hundreds of thousands of Christian missionaries throughout the world. They are knocking at the doors of the Muslim. And do you know, most of them, they drink alcohol. Do you drink alcohol? They drink alcohol. Who's better, you or they? We are better. Many of them do adultery. Do you do adultery? No. Who's better, you or them? We are better. With all the drawbacks, drinking alcohol, doing adultery, doing flirting, yet they are converting thousands of people to Christianity. Why are you afraid? You're only giving excuse for not doing the job. You know why? Doing dawah to a non-Muslim is more difficult. to a Muslim, even if he doesn't like it, he won't retaliate. The non-Muslim will retaliate. So you want the easy way out. Only giving excuses